Okay. So we finished the verse on anger. We're going to go back to the second verse, which is ignorance, which says, not tamed by the sharp hooks of mindfulness and introspective awareness, dulled by the maddening liquor of sensual pleasures, it enters wrong paths and shows its harmful tusks. The elephant of ignorance, please protect us from this danger. Okay. So elephants, when you have a crazy elephant, a mad elephant, they terrorize the whole community. They're just out of control and they don't know what they're doing. And sometimes in South India, where I was near the monasteries, sometimes there's still elephants in the jungle around there, and they occasionally have a wild elephant and everybody goes and hides. Yeah. So here, and not tamed by the sharp hooks of mindfulness and introspective awareness. So mindfulness remembers our precepts, it remembers our values and principles, and then introspective awareness checks up and sees what's going on in our mind and if we're living according to, you know, our precepts and our values and principles. So when so they act like a hook, you know, when our mind is like flying over the universe with its attachment and anger and jealousy and arrogance and everything, if we have mindfulness and introspective awareness, they hook the mind back and, you know, okay, come on back here, come on back to a virtuous state. Okay, so that's the analogy with the hook. But when the mind is not tamed by that hook, okay, and it in addition is dulled by the maddening liquor of sensual pleasures, okay, so if you take just regular intoxicants and liquor, and we've all been intoxicated, know how we behave and what that does to our mind. And we are definitely quite maddened by it. You know, totally out of control, do things, say things, think things that we would never do in our normal state of mind. Okay, so when we're intoxicated with sense pleasures in that same kind of ignorant way, okay, because when the intoxicants make our mind ignorant, you know, there's many kinds of ignorance, but there's two principal kinds: the ignorance of the ultimate nature, the ignorance of cause and effect. So here it's referring particularly to the ignorance of cause and effect, where we don't know what we're doing. You know, we have no understanding of karma and its effects, no mindfulness of our precepts or of the ten virtuous actions, no introspective alertness that is aware of what we're doing and thinking and saying and so forth, and instead the mind is just off in chasing after sense pleasure, not thinking about what kind of results is this going to bring to me. So we all know the results from that, don't we? As somebody said in one of our conversations, I'd wake up on a couch and say, oh, I think I'll get dressed now. You know, I'd wake up on a couch and say, whose couch is this anyway? You know, and what did I do last night? I can't even remember. So, you know, that's just ignorance at its prime. And, you know, because of chasing after sense pleasure. So whether we're intoxicated with liquor and drugs when we chase after sense pleasure or just intoxicated by our ignorance, it doesn't matter. The results are the same. We wind up in big messes. Okay? So think about that a little bit. Do some research on your life and trace back, you know, what's happened when you've been plain old intoxicated and then when you've been so involved in sensual pleasures that you're not aware of what you're not thinking of the results of your action, either short-term or long-term. And so getting ourselves into messes this life is creating unbelievable karma that will ripen in future lives. So that's the first step. Let's do a little check, you know, of looking back at our lives and doing some evaluation, you know. And then this will help us see and think about where we want to go from here in the future.